patterns used by psychopaths that are controlling our world, yet who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth. All the problems we face are being caused intentionally, and the solutions that have been developed by people of conscience who step out of the boxes created when one becomes a licensed professional in any field are being suppressed. Of course, anyone that works for the government agencies are also forced to work for the darkness, or they will lose their jobs. And that's what we have to realize, is that we are dealing with absolute psychopaths that have no conscience. And that's the hardest thing for people of conscience to face. But facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world, I have created a hell on earth intentionally, is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop funding our own destruction. Our own survival is being threatened, and it's time to stand up, speak up, and say we are not going to take this anymore. Compromise with evil is impossible. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my websites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me, realizing, of course, that nothing that works is covered by insurance. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at my toll-free number, which works from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. That number is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1. But please don't use that unless you are an international caller or someone who wants me to be on another radio show. I do lots of radio shows on other stations trying to get the word out, especially about bioweapon vaccines. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. You can also sign up for the free weekly newsletter I contribute to at the bottom of the link section at reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. The newsletters that I write are also posted on the lightofdayradioshow.com if you click on the daily news icon. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 310-421-4053. That's 310-421-4053. Please support the Revolution Radio Network at freedomslips.com. If you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here, and please mention what your favorite shows are. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself, in my opinion, is to purchase for yourself a colloidal silver generator. If you go to the link section of reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, you will find the generator that I use. And I wrote a newsletter 2 weeks ago entitled What's Ailing America? Disinformation About Colloidal Silver, which you can access at the lightofdayradioshow.com newsletter archives, which will explain to you all the things that colloidal silver does and how all the stuff you're hearing about the blue man, etc., is, of course, a big lie. Interestingly, the blue man, I heard in the mainstream media, died last week of heart disease. No problem from his blue skin, which, of course, he created intentionally by misusing colloidal silver, putting regular water into it to make it, and adding copper to the solution to give his bright blue skin. But besides the fact, or despite the fact, he was obviously paid to do this by Big Pharma, This did not shorten his life. Rather, his heart disease did, because, unfortunately, although he was using silver, he didn't know enough to use natural things to reverse his heart disease. So that's a very interesting recent event that has happened, is that he's died, and they admitted on mainstream media that his blue color had nothing to do with his death. And here we go with the yawning. And I want to apologize to the listeners. Yes, I yawned during the show. This is because of something that's being done through Skype. I never yawn. So people have asked me why I yawn. I don't know, but it's not a natural thing. And let me just say, let the gravity of what these psychopaths have done bring them to their knees with their exposure of their crimes against humanity. I will no longer respond to comments in the chat room, as my show on 8/25/13 proved that the chat room is primarily infected with trolls, moles, and minions. So if you want to make a comment or ask a question, please call in. Once again, the number is 310-421-4053. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, will be Obamacare forces Big Pharma poisons, but does not cover homeopathic cures. So I will be getting into a lot of things about Obamacare, but not as much as I covered today on my show with Sally Alcordi, who does a show, Banned Vaccines 2013. I was on her show today, October 5th, during the first hour, Banned Vaccines 2013, which is also here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You can check into that archive. I'll be going into some of that, but not as much detail as I did today on her show. So definitely check that out before you access the government website, before you give your information to any of these navigators, which, as I said on Sally's show today, the navigator people that sign up to work for the government, who get 3 whole days of training, that's going to attract the identity thieves, just like the pedophiles are attracted to work for schools that have autistic children. It's very easy to rape autistic children because most of them can't talk. So you can expect that the navigators that are going to be going into your home are going to be stealing your social security number, your date of birth, your mother's last name, whatever. They can use that information for their own purposes. And that's just one of many reasons why I would run from Obamacare like the plague. And let me just say, I heard something very funny today in an email that I got. If you can't afford a doctor, go to an airport. There you will get a free x-ray, a breast and or testicle exam, and if you mention Al-Qaeda, you'll get a free colonoscopy. Just a little humor there. Okay, and also let me say, sometimes for just a change, I watch the Food Network. I monitor television on a regular basis to see what they're feeding the sheep. But there's a show on the Food Network called Mystery Diners, where people that own restaurants that are being robbed blind, that have different problems, whatever they may be, they call in the Mystery Diners, and the Mystery Diners set up observational cameras throughout the restaurant to see what's really going on behind the scenes. So that gave me the idea of mystery patients. You can get glasses with cameras. You can get pens with cameras. There are many ways that you can surreptitiously record the medical devils that you will be going to under Obamacare, to document what's really going on. So I definitely suggest a few of you consider that so that we can show the world what's actually happening as they're forcing you to do various things that are very dangerous to your health. Okay, before I go forward with the information for the show, I just want to mention a particularly disgusting event that was broadcast on Democracy Now, which is on Free Speech TV, which gives out a lot of distractions and sometimes disinformation. But this past week, they did report that a man by the name of Herman Wallace, who was a member of the Angola 3, was released from prison after 42 years in solitary confinement. He was in solitary confinement longer than any person in the world has ever been in solitary confinement. They released him 3 days before he dropped dead. He was dying of liver cancer, and he was released Tuesday into the arms of his supporters after a judge overturned his conviction. Himself and another man by the name of Albert Woodfox, who remains in prison, were convicted of murder without any physical evidence, and despite the fact that a bloody fingerprint at the scene was not theirs, they were targeted for their Black Panther organizing along with a third member, Robert King, who was released after being held for a different crime that he did not commit. Wallace has served more time in solitary confinement consecutively than any other U.S. prisoner. Yet, District Attorney Sam DeAquila said a date will be set by the end of the year for him to appear in court again. He told the New Orleans Advocate, "I say he is a murderer." Wallace's legal team said in a statement, "We are shocked that a state grand jury was asked to indict a man who has only days to live." So you see, a judge ordered him released from prison, and this district attorney, minion, evil piece of garbage, immediately announced he was going to indict him again. The man was dying of liver cancer and, in fact, was dead within 3 days after he was released. So this is what's going on in the jails and the court systems, while the psychopaths, the global pedophiles, the masons, the murderous doctors who are killing more people, basically, than any other cause of death, murder by medicine. They don't ever have a problem. I mean, Conrad Murray got involuntary manslaughter after he obviously murdered Michael Jackson by sticking him with an anesthetic drug and then leaving the room with no monitoring equipment. I think somebody kind of, you know, paid him off to do that, because he was doing songs like "They Don't Really Care About Us." But anyways, if you murder somebody with medicine, it's not a problem. Yet, these monsters that control the courts and the quote-unquote criminal justice system, which is criminal, can go after anybody even if they know that they're not guilty, putting them in jail for 42 years in solitary confinement, and then when they are released, within days of their death, they're threatening they're still going to go after them. You know, you can't make this stuff up. Welcome to hell. This is the world in which we live. And, of course, people in general only care about themselves, and that is the reason we are in this situation. I've had people many times tell me that, you know, that they're afraid. They don't want to get too much involved in telling the truth because they don't want the minions going after them. And my message to those people is they are killing you. They are murdering you with drugs, GMO foods. The list is endless. So grow a backbone and start to tell the truth in whatever way you can. I don't expect you to get on a soapbox like I do and others to try to wake you up, but at least care enough to spread the word, you know, plant some seeds. You never know when some will sprout. So basically, that is the way it goes. Okay. I hope that we're on the air. I can't read Skype while I'm talking, so I'll just keep going. I want to basically tell all of you about one of the most shocking consults that I have ever received, and this occurred in September. I received a consult from the parents of an autistic child who is 5 and a half years old. Of course, I will not mention his name nor the state that he lives in, but what I will say is his father is a medical doctor. And apparently, from talking to the mother and other family members, they had been trying to convince the father for some time that he should allow his wife to get a consult for me for his autistic child. Eventually, they put on enough pressure where eventually he agreed. The first thing that I do when I do a consult is send out a history form to ascertain as to what's going on with the child. I ask questions no other doctor asks in my history form. Stress, diet, exposure to toxins, all kinds of things to get the big picture in regards to that individual. However, in this child's history form, what I discovered was mind-boggling, considering the father is a doctor. Or maybe not so, because the doctors know less about health than any other people. You know, there's so many other people in this country that are learning natural solutions are the only things that work. So they start investigating herbs and vitamins and colloidal silver and all kinds of things. And, of course, start to question vaccinations if they're smart enough to check these things out and learn that vaccines are bioweapons. But in this particular case, which I'm talking about because this gives you an indication of what you will be experiencing under Obamacare, because you can be sure that under Obamacare, you're going to have to get vaccinations in order to keep your insurance. That's one of the hooks, you see. Because they know what vaccines do, and they're causing disease on purpose. But let me just tell you a few of the things that I gleaned from reading the history form of this autistic young boy. First of all, his older brother is also vaccine damaged, which is obvious because he has a speech delay. The mom was given metformin during pregnancy. This is a drug given for type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is due to insulin deficiency. Insulin resistance due to deficiencies in minerals in the diet, involving the fact that especially that they took chromium out of sugar when they started to produce it. You know, there's a whole history of all these things. I can never go into everything because what I've learned is just too massive. But anyways, mom has type 2 diabetes diagnosed, insulin resistance. What do they start doing as they're doing more and more these days? They put her on injectable insulin, which is actually an insane thing to do for someone who is insulin resistant, because their problem is not that they have too little insulin. Their problem is that they're resistant to the insulin they have. But why do they do this? Because when they inject insulin into a type 2 diabetic, they actually create a type 1 diabetic because there's negative feedback on the pancreas leading to decreased production of insulin. In other words, the pancreas, which is sitting there making all kinds of insulin because your body is resistant to it, all of a sudden says, oh, you're injecting insulin. I can go to sleep now. And that's what negative feedback is. So not only does this create a customer, big pharma for life, because now you're going to have to take insulin for the rest of your life, but it also causes anti-insulin antibodies to be created, which attack not only the injected insulin, but your insulin as well. And this is why they're giving insulin to type 2 diabetics. I'm seeing it more and more. if you're told this by your white coat, ask them about negative feedback. They will run to the bathroom. Do some research yourself, people. You can't trust these people. They're devils. Do not trust the doctors. It could kill you. Okay? But you see, once these mandates are put out by medicine, which is controlled by Big Pharma, if the doctors don't do what they're told, then they're going to lose their license. And they're not going to have a Mercedes in their driveway. And I can assure you, they care more about their Mercedes in their driveway than they do about you. So, basically, that's just the beginning. Unfortunately, Mom was injecting herself with insulin while she was pregnant with this child. So, of course, this is going to cause negative feedback of his pancreas as well, which has nothing to do with his autism, but it's just the beginning of this health, non-health, whatever, that this child started suffering from the very moment, pretty much, that he was conceived. Of course, he also got a flu vaccine as a fetus because Mom was married to a medical doctor, and Daddy Doctor told her, yeah, you got to get a flu vaccine when you're pregnant. So that's another assault to this fetus, to get a flu vaccine while he was still in the womb, besides the insulin injections. Okay, let me continue. He received 43 vaccines before they were finally stopped. A massive assault, okay? And this is besides the flu vaccine he got as a fetus. And whenever you're counting up the vaccines that your children or pets receive, always remember, DTP is 3 vaccines. MMR is 3 vaccines. There are some vaccines that are as high as a combo of 7-in-1. So when you're counting up the assaults with the bioweapons, always remember that you have to count them as 3 if they're DTP, MMR, etc. Okay. One of the most disturbing things as I paroused this poor child's history, which actually made me physically ill. I'm pretty tough. It takes a lot to affect me. But when I was reading what's going on with this child, whose father is a doctor. Now, you know, you think that somebody who's a doctor is going to know something about nutrition, other things. Who's going to be monitoring what's happening to his own child as he watches him descend into the hellish state of autism. And is going to start asking himself some hard questions. But it didn't happen. So, the only components of this young child's diet? Check this out. Cheez-Its, Ritz crackers, Goldfish, Cool Ranch Doritos, Lay's potato chips, Pringles, cheese crackers, chicken McNuggets, pizza, and Capri Sun. Translation, he is getting no nutrition, zero, nada, from his diet. He is eating preservatives, food dyes, GMO, and food additives, especially MSG. So what, and let me just also mention, you can check out Capri Sun for yourself. It's very acidic. It's another garbage beverage. Does more harm than good. Pretty much drinking no water also, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, as it turns out, this young boy is doing something strange, his mother reports to me. He is mouthing non-food items. Now, what daddy doesn't figure out, which is just bizarre to me, because we learned this in year one of medical school, this is a condition called pica. Children eat paint chips, dirt, all kinds of things, because they are starving nutritionally. Their bodies know that they are starving, and so they're just reaching out. Okay, mom's feeding me garbage. My body is starving. Let me eat some dirt. Let me eat some paint. Let me eat anything I can get my little hands on because my body at the cellular level knows I am starving. However, Daddy didn't figure this out. And I don't know, perhaps since the child was weaned, he was eating this garbage. And this is very classic, let me say. Children with autism, part of their demyelination of their nervous system involves the nerves to their tongue. They have all kinds of weird sensory things going on. They can't stand to eat certain things, and they get addicted to certain things. The first child that I ever reversed his autism about 16 years ago, all he ate was pizza. Pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, of course, that's not very nutritious either. And the parents have a hard time getting the children to try other things. Now, thankfully, once they get on my protocol and they start to reverse this nervous damage, they start to try other things. But in the meantime, you have to try some things to sneak some nutrition into the children. Unfortunately, what many of these parents do is they just pick the easy way out. Okay, you know, I've got, you know, vegetables or whatever on the table, and the child's throwing them on the floor. He wants his goldfish crackers or whatever else, so let me get out the goldfish crackers. And then they start eating dirt. Okay, and this is so serious, I can't tell you. The fact that a medical doctor did not figure this out. This blows my mind. This is his own child, which I'm sure he loves, which he watches every day do these things, and it does not compute. So even though he learned this in medical school, he had to. That always comes up in your pediatrics rotation. He didn't even see it in his own child. Okay, so what were they doing for the child before they came to me? And I will certainly report on this child's progress. Once he actually starts doing the protocol, I just sent the family what I suggest that I would do if I was them, to detox all these things and, you know, get him on some nutrition and other supplements to repair the damage to his nervous system. But the only thing they were doing for him is ABA. ABA stands for Advanced Behavioral Analysis. I liken it to training a dog. This is what the autistic parents are told is the only approved therapy for autistic children. So what they do is they pay thousands of dollars a month to have one of these ABA people come into their home and basically train their child as if the child was a dog. You see, there's damaged areas of the brain that can't do certain things, and so they train the child like a dog through repetition over and over and over again, sometimes for hours a day, and have the parents do it as well. And occasionally, the children's non-damaged brain will pick up a few of these behaviors and be able to do some things that the damaged area of the brain can no longer do. But it's absolute torture for the child. In my opinion, it's a total waste of time, and that is why it is the only approved thing by the powers that be. You know, the pediatricians, American Academy of Pediatrics, this is what they recommend as the treatment for autistic children. The other very disturbing thing in this child's history is that he is extremely violent. And that's why I suggested that her and her husband read the book, which I've mentioned many times on my show, Vaccinations, Social Violence, and Criminality, by Harris Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R, Ph.D. It is out of print, but you can usually find a used copy on Amazon. One of the most important books in my vaccine library. I had pretty much figured out the entire vaccine-induced neurological situation. But when I found out about Harris Coulter's book a few years ago, what he added to the mix is the fact that one of the areas of the brain damaged by vaccines is the area that controls what kind of temperament you have. Are you a rageful, violent monster? Or are you a docile, shy person that hides in the corner? Same thing goes for obesity. Are you feeding yourself massive amounts of food and blowing up like a balloon? Or are you anorexic? You see, these things are controlled by the brain. And whatever behavior you exhibit is the area of the brain that is damaged. That's why I always say vaccine-induced diseases are the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. The consequences go out into psychiatry. The bullies in the schoolyard, they're all vaccine damaged. Of course, playing their violent Grand Theft Auto video games and things of that nature isn't helping them at any rate. But all these things, I can trace it back to vaccines. And that book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Coulter, is so well referenced. It's unbelievable. And he has a lot of information in there about autism as well. So what often happens in these children with autism is that the areas of their brain that control their behavior also get damaged. And just imagine what it's like to be a child that can't talk, which many of these autistic children can't talk. That's one of the main symptoms of their problem. Some of them are slightly verbal, but the ones who can't talk, I see this all the time. The older they get, the more violent they get. They're acting out because they don't know what else to do. They can pretty much understand what's going on around them, but they can't talk. Imagine what that's like to have a muzzle put you on neurologically by your vaccines. And the older they get, the more likely this is to manifest itself. So this is another thing that's coming up with this young boy. And he's only 5 years old. I have had some clients who actually contacted me when it was too late, after they've already put their child in an institution. Parents that have to lock their door because they're afraid their child is going to murder them. Because they have gotten knives and run after them and gone, done all kinds of things. And out of desperation, they stick them in an institution, which I can only imagine what's going to be done to them in the institutions. That's what the government loves, to get a hold of some of these children and do some of their experiments and torture them. And basically, once you put them in an institution, that's it. They're gone. And once you do that, there's nothing I can do to help them because they won't even allow these children to get a vitamin in an institution. So that's how bad it is. So the last thing I want to mention in regards to this autistic child who is the son of a medical doctor. Let me just mention that again. Okay. They're giving him something called Miralax every day. Miralax is a drug for constipation. Miralax, it's like taking a suppository every day or whatever. If your body gets addicted to these drugs, you can't have a bowel movement unless you get the drug. So it basically puts you into a state where you must have the drug in order to have a bowel movement. So what I informed mom, while telling her that Daddy Doc should know this, is that the reason he is constipated is because he's not drinking any water. And this is another thing Daddy learned in medical school, okay? The colon's job is to extract water out of the stool. And when there is not enough water in the stool, the colon extracts everything it can get its colon on in order to get all the water out. What ends up happening is that you develop stool, which is like concrete, which is very difficult and painful to eliminate. So instead of, you know, knowing, oh, this is a sign that my son's not drinking enough water and all he's drinking is this Capri Sun garbage full of all kinds of color color dyes and I don't remember all the crap that's in there. It's very acidic. It's very bad. But rather than realize that he's not getting enough water and that's why he's constipated, he's giving his child this Miralax garbage. And as I always do, I give my clients, you know, links to different sites they can go on to read this stuff for themselves. Now, what are they doing nutritionally for this child? Of course, they're giving him a prescription vitamin, Polyvisol, whose other ingredients include ascorbic acid, artificial flavor and caramel color, polysorbate 80, and all kinds of other garbage. Okay, but they do say it doesn't contain sugar. What I want you all to realize is anytime that you're taking any kind of thing that's supposed to be like a vitamin, like, you know, the vitamins for pregnant women and all that stuff, if your doctor writes out a prescription for it, by definition, it's garbage. Check it out for yourself. Look it up on the websites that actually admit to what these things contain, because they can't patent them unless they're synthetic. So that's first of all. What I always tell people to do is go to your health food store and find out what is the best vitamin they have, vitamin mineral supplement for a child, for an adult. Read the label for yourself. Check things out for yourself. Because if it's got any of the crap that this Polyvisol has, you need to throw it in the garbage. So just the big picture of this. Not only was this child assaulted with vaccines in utero, insulin shots in utero, 43 vaccines after he was born, all kinds of food which has absolutely no nutritional value to the point that he was eating dirt, not able to have a bowel movement on his own because he's not drinking any water. This is the child of a doctor, okay? These are the people that you will be getting services from under Obamacare. If that doesn't scare the crap out of you, I don't know what will. And I'm just telling you the truth. This is the kind of thing that I see. I've had many doctors consult me, actually, for help for themselves or their children. Of course, they never teach their patients what I teach them. But this is the one of the worst I've ever encountered. And I'm sure that the history form was only as truthful as it is because Mom filled it out. Because when I answered Mom, I told her in no uncertain terms, Dad learned this in medical school. He knows about pica. He knows about what the colon's function is. Basically trying to get her to realize that she should stop listening to Dad altogether, do her own research, heal her son on her own, which is what she's doing after years of her in-laws trying to convince her to bypass Dad and getting a consult from me. So it will be very interesting to see how that works out. And I'm so grateful that she finally took the bull by the horns and said, look, this is what we're going to do. You know, basically, back off, let me do what I have to do for my child, and we'll see what Dad does when his son starts to talk. We'll see what Dad does when his son comes back from the void of autism. We'll see. Maybe he'll come on my show. I highly doubt it. My dream would be that he would actually say, you know what, internal medicine, I'm done with you. I want to learn what Dr. Carly does, and I'm going to start to help people. And, of course, that won't be covered by Obamacare. So, you know, that'll be a dark night of his soul at that point. So, anyways, I just want to mention a few important things under Obamacare that's going to happen. And let me give out the phone number again. Sorry, we're having a little dog disagreement over a bone right next to me here. Chill out, children. If any of you want to call in and tell us your personal horror stories with your white coat medical devil people, I would love to add some of that to the show. So let me give out the number again. 310-421-4053. 310-421-4053. I hear this stuff every day. But, you know, it would be really great for some of the listeners to tune in and chime in and say, yeah, check this out. You know, just when I think I've heard it all, there's always something worse. Of course, the euthanasia going on in the nursing homes is at the top of the list. I just want to run down some of the very important things that I did cover on Sally L. Cordy's show today about Obamacare. So check out the archives of that on freedomslips.com, the YouTube channel especially, Revolution Radio. Sally's show is called Banned Vaccines 2013. The only other person I know that's going as far as saying get rid of these bioweapons, you know, most of the people out there are dancing around the truth and saying to green your vaccines and all this other crap. No, we have to stop it, period. They're killing people. They're creating disease. It's so obvious. I mean, it's just unbelievable. If you didn't hear my show, I don't remember the exact date, but it's in the archives probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. The worst case of vaccine damage I've ever heard. A interview with a mom whose child became autistic, had seizures, went blind, started in with renal failure, and is now having cardiac arrest on a regular basis. This was the worst case I have ever heard of. But I hear of these things all the time. Of course, there's lots of children that die, but there are things worse than death. And I think the life that this young man is living that I just described, that's worse than death. But that's all you're going to have access to under Obamacare. So I'm just going to quickly run down a few things that are going to kick in under Obamacare. Of course, the biggest thing, which is never mentioned by the talking heads on the mainstream media. You know, it's all about the Republicans versus the Democrats. Should they be forcing you to get insurance? Should they not be forcing you to get insurance? Let's step back and overstand the whole situation. Insurance only covers big pharma. I will never take a drug. I will never take a vaccine. I will never get a mammogram or do colonoscopies or any of their crap. In my newsletters, I've covered the dangers of all these things. I do all my stuff, my natural stuff, especially my homeopathy. I eat as good as I can. I drink as much clean water as I can, etc., etc. I stay away from the white coats. That is the most important thing you can do for your health. But insurance only covers big pharma therapies. So the actual purpose of Obamacare has nothing to do with health care. It's to do with an insurance mandate. You must get insurance because then your insurance company will tell you what you can have done. They will tell you what you must do. If you're a woman, you must get a mammogram, which if you get a mammogram every year, you will get breast cancer. Then you can go the breast mutilation, chemo, radiation therapy, and then die route. You know, prostate cancer, you know, same thing, only a different part of the body, different gender. All of the things that they do are killing people, and especially the mental health. You watch and see. If there isn't some kind of mental health checkup that's mandated eventually as well, ship you off to a psychiatrist. And if you talk about the New World Order, you know, any kind of the conspiracy realities, if you take the psychiatrist out into the parking lot and say, psychiatrist, what are those white lines in the sky? Okay, next thing you know, you're going to be mandated to take a psychiatric drug. That's how it's going to work. But the last thing, the only thing they will never let you do is take anything natural. In fact, nothing that works will be covered by insurance. In fact, one of the recent things happening in the District of Criminals by the psychopaths that are traitors that are selling us out for cash, the Senate was voting on a compounding bill. Now, do you remember a few months ago we had this big news story that there was allegedly a compounding pharmacy in Massachusetts that was making a steroid to inject into people's spinal column? Now, you know, the first thing I said to myself is, oh, it's a compounding pharmacy doing this. Because compounding pharmacies are those pharmacies that make bioidentical hormones for women out of natural plants and things of that nature. Most of these compounding pharmacies are doing really good things. They're dealing with natural things. That's why they had to get rid of them. So what they did was they invented this false flag steroid contaminated injection for the spinal canal, which is an insane thing to begin with. You know, obviously people aren't being told the side effects of any of this stuff. Even if the steroid didn't have mold in it, to inject a steroid into your spinal canal, check out the side effects of steroids, people. They're one of the most dangerous drugs on the market. Injecting it into your spinal column, even more insane. But having it from a company that's got mold, I thought the agencies were supposed to be, you know, checking out these different companies. Somehow, even though this company had come up short on some of their inspections, they allowed them to continue to produce, I'm sure, because they were just waiting for this to happen. And it did, and they magnified it and scared the crap out of people. And how many people died, I don't remember, allegedly. You know, you can never check these things out. So now that that's happened, that's their excuse in the Senate while we're having the mental hygienist shot to death in the District of Criminals and the Navy shooting a false flag adventure and whatever else. I mean, it's something different every day that they're distracting us with. But while all this was going on, the Senate was voting on a compounding bill, which is going to basically shut down a lot of the things that these compounding pharmacies are allowed to do. And you can check this out on Alliance for Natural Health USA site. One thing they're going to disallow is IV vitamins or minerals, unless the ingredients are in a synthetic FDA-approved drug. Now, as I just said, FDA-approved means it's synthetic, which means that it's not natural. That's what they want, because they've always got all kinds of other crap in there. So they're going to make it that you can only be injected IV if the FDA has some other things going on. Now, what I will say is what I advise my patients, although I don't give medical advice, I just tell people what I would do if I was they. But what I always say is I would not get IV injected with anything, mainly because you don't know what's in the IV solution. Do a search on IV solutions and how many have been found to have toxic particles in them and all kinds of garbage that have killed people. Okay, so I wouldn't get an IV with anything. However, you know, if you're severely dehydrated, if you're pretty much almost dead because for whatever reason you're extremely dehydrated, that's one case where you kind of have to do get an IV because you can't drink your way out of severe dehydration. So you just have to hope that whatever IV solution they're using is not going to kill you. But just for, you know, treatment, quote-unquote, of some nutritional deprivation, there's many other ways to go. I would not get an IV for that. But there are, you know, a few medical doctors have actually stepped out of the box and are doing IV minerals, IV vitamin C, IV different things. Certainly, that's better than what they used to do. So, you know, it's a process you go through as a medical doctor. As you start realizing, oh, I'm killing people, I'm harming people. Well, let me go down this road. Let me try this. Let me do that. As they learn more and more. At least that's better than what they used to do. But now they're going to make it impossible for those doctors to give IVs with vitamins or minerals, unless they're synthetic FDA-approved drugs. Now, that's how they work. You see, they have a false flag event. They create a situation where the people say, oh, we must stop these compounding pharmacies. They're so dangerous. When in actuality, they created the problem in the first place. The compounding pharmacies are the best pharmacies in the United States. It's the other guys. The Walgreens, the CVS's, whatever. All those pharmacies with all the signs, get your flu vaccine here. And while you're here, think about a pneumonia and a shingles vaccine. And bring your children in. We'll give you a gift card. Okay, that's the dangerous pharmacies, because they're going to shoot you up with the vaccine. And just so you know, you're not supposed to give vaccines unless you are trained in advanced cardiopulmonary life support, because you can die as soon as you're injected with the vaccine. I can assure you, very few of those pharmacies are trained in advanced cardiopulmonary life support. Okay. So getting back to Obamacare, I'm going to get into homeopathy next hour. But let me just say, Dave Hodges, who's on RBN, one of the few decent hosts left, he has written an article which is on Activist Post. It's in many places, but it's entitled The Mother of All Conspiracies Aimed at Our Children, as I said, by Dave Hodges. One of the most important ramifications of Obamacare. They are going to be abducting children from their parents for almost any reason under the sun. Now, they're already doing this, but under Obamacare, starting in January, it's going to go on steroids. The 80,000 SWAT teams that are going into homes, you know, as I've talked about with J.B. Campbell on the show before, read the book by John Whitehead, A Government of Wolves. The CPS workers are going to be with them. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be back after this short message. Please call in with your thoughts and experiences. We'll be back shortly.
We'll be right back after this message.
What are we supposed to do?
I'm going to fight because I'm used to it. The rest of you are going to have a tougher choice. And look, I don't want to sell it to you. It's too ugly for that. And it's ugly and it's hard. But when you're fighting in your own backyard, you're fighting for your family. It all hurts a little less and it makes a little more sense. But for us, this is our home.
Even the tiniest flea can drive a big dog crazy. So the first thing we have to do is learn how to work together. Become a unit. And that's going to take some time. So we're going to have to evolve. Rewire our reflexes. Learn new skills and adapt old ones. So we'll find people we can trust. Friends with their ears to the ground who can help us get the things we need to fight back. Watch what they do. Study their tactics, their machines. The more we know, the easier it will be to hurt them. But we need to be smart, and we need to be patient, plant them on our terms. When we're good and ready, we inherited our freedom. Now it's up to all of us to fight for it.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, where the fight begins and information never sleeps.
This is
Jim Fetzer inviting you to call into Non-Random Thoughts on Revolution Radio Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll all begin with thoughts about the day's events and then invite callers about JFK, 9/11, Senator Paul Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Syria, NSA surveillance, Obama, McCain, you name it, I'll take it. This is a show for you to ask questions of me about some of the most complex and controversial issues of our day. I'm looking forward to it, and especially to hearing from you.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays. Be there, where information never sleeps. Be me, Wild Bill Samsel, your host of the Samsel Report. Join me for Wild Bill's Headline Roundup every Saturday night, right here on Revolution Radio.
Welcome to a new experience at Revolution Radio. Fridays 2 to 4 p.m., Tertiary Vision with Alex and Leia. We'll deeply explore topical issues affecting everyone on the planet. We'll research given narratives and subject matter with a view to crafting such info in a manner that we hope will be digestible and interesting. It's easy to give opinions, but what really lies beneath the surface? What are we really seeing in the world, and what does it mean? So, take this walk with us, Alex and Leia. Tertiary Vision. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Rebecca Carley reporting from Revolution Radio, where my show, What's Ailing America, is on every Saturday at 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B. I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, according to my 16 years of research, as well as why things are as they are. I will arm you with the truth as to why that vaccines are actually bioweapons causing all diseases in internal medicine. You will also learn about invaluable solutions available to help you and your loved ones. I love to answer the questions of listeners, and I invite you to join in the discussion with me and my guests.
So we'll see you Saturday at 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Studio B, Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps. Revolution Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where my answer today is Obamacare forces Big Pharma poisons, but does not cover homeopathic cures. And I love some of those little clips about different hosts on the show, especially the music Wild Bill's Twilight Zone. Unfortunately, we had some technical glitches, and my usual opener, which is Say No to Vaccines by NZ Trillion, didn't play today. But if I had any other choice, it would be Twilight Zone. Wild Bill already uses it, but we do live in the Twilight Zone, people, where everything is a lie. And that's why I always tell people, check things out for yourself. Don't believe anybody. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. If what I say makes common sense, then that's because I have figured out common sense after being indoctrinated for many years in medical school into, you know, big pharma therapies, which of course cure nothing. And of course, I do encourage you to support the station, freedomslips.com, but please do let them watch shows that you appreciate, so that they will be aware of what hosts are being listened to and found, to be speaking the truth. As I said before, please call in with questions or comments, 310-421-4053, 310-421-4053. I especially would like to hear from any of you with experiences with the medical devils, because there are some whoppers out there. I hear them every day. But it's very good for people to hear from you, what you have experienced. One of my favorite things that I've learned about were, actually there's been two clients who have told me that their loved ones were in a hospice, and they were actually told that if they wanted to say goodbye to grandma, that they should be there by Tuesday at 4 p.m. In other words, grandma would be dead by 5 p.m. So this just goes to show, they plan these things out. If you think there's no death panels in Obamacare, I'm here to tell you, there are, but they've been doing this forever. And I saw it myself in the hospital in the early 90s, which is one of the reasons that I left. But I want to get back to Dave Hodges' excellent article that he wrote entitled The Mother of All Conspiracies Aimed at Our Children. Now, what I'm hoping is that this is going to wake up the sheep, because I've been doing this for 16 years, starting on public access, then I went on internet radio. I have gone through it all. They have tried to kill me 3 times. They've taken my only child, who's been satanically, ritually abused for over 10 years. They made sure I knew that. I've had no contact with him. If he's still alive, I'm sure he's a shell. They've gone after my medical license. I have seen what they do to people that tell the truth. But I'm not scared. You see, I would rather die than live in the world in which they're creating. And what we need to do is get more people to realize you're already dead. If you don't stand up and say no to these psychopaths, it's going to get worse and worse, whether we end up in a water world situation, or, you know, the opposite version of that, where there's no water at all. It's going to get really bad, because these psychopaths, they have no end to what they're capable of doing as they're figuring out ways to, you know, take themselves to another planet so they can destroy other planets, especially Mars. But anyways, this article by Dave Hodges, the things that he talks about in here, which is basically, as he states, going along with the Agenda 21 of the UN. I mean, he's done his homework, and all these things can be verified. He gives all the links where you can read these things. Okay, when they start taking your children, stealing your children, people, what else is more valuable than your own flesh and blood? They're going to be stealing your children for the following reasons. If mom is not yet 21, if someone in the family is a tobacco user, if the children have low student achievement, developmental delays or disabilities, which of course is from vaccines. Or on the other hand, if they're homeschooled and don't get vaccines, that's another reason for them to take the children. One of my favorites is families with individuals who are serving or formerly served in the armed forces. Are they telling the soldiers who are signing up to quote-unquote serve their country and kill people for the Jews? Are they telling them that this will be a reason for their children to be stolen under Obamacare starting in January 2014? I doubt it. And Dave gives an actual link so that you can read the 110-page policy manual created by Health and Human Services, which focuses on the criteria constituting child neglect. And the list is endless. I'm not going to go into it. You got to check this out for yourself. But just so you know, what are they going to be doing with these children? They're going to be using them for child trafficking, sex trafficking, child pornography, ritual satanic abuse, because the global pedophile rings control the FBI and other agencies of that ilk all over the world. They're going to be using them for pharmaceutical drug experiments, just like any family that gets desperate enough to institutionalize their child. As soon as they're in there, you can be sure they become lab rats, and they're certainly going to die eventually, but not before they go through absolute hell. So this is what's coming, and I hope that that is what wakes people up. When you start seeing children abducted from home, screaming for mommy and daddy, starting in January, what will you do? And if you are a CPS worker, will you do that service for your agency? Because, you see, that's one of our problems, is that so many of these governmental workers have sold their soul for cash. CPS makes billions on stealing children. They get money for every child they steal. Now, just imagine somebody. Many of these workers are women. They go to work. They you know, say goodbye to their children. Oh, mommy's going to work now. And then mommy gets home. What did you do today? Oh, I stole some children from some families. You know, let's have dinner now. It just boggles my mind how bad it is and what these people are willing to do. But, you know, they sold their soul for cash, and either they're already psychopaths, which many psychopaths are basically looked for to join these agencies, especially at the higher levels, or they're basically saying, they make an excuse. Well, this is how I put dinner on the table, really. Okay. Put dinner on the table by stealing somebody else's children, knowing what's going to happen to them. May you rot in hell. Okay, and as I said, death panels, there's also a very good article about these on WND.com. Make more evidence of death panels in Obamacare. As I've said, they've been doing this for decades, but they have all kinds of cute little ways in which now they're sneaking the death panels into Obamacare. And, of course, you know, you heard the Democrat, you know, talking head saying there's no death panels. Well, of course, they don't call it death panels. They call it, quote, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, is basically going to be studying comparative clinical effectiveness research in determining coverage, reimbursement, or incentive programs under Title XV-111. What's that? XV, Title 18. Based upon a comparison of the difference in the effectiveness of alternative treatments in extending an individual's life due to the individual's age, disability, or terminal illness. Now, first of all research is fraud. Second of all, what do they mean by alternative treatment? They mean, you know, giving drug A or procedure B. There's nothing alternative in Obamacare, so that's not going to be allowed. So they're basically telling you, once you reach a certain age, and when I was on Sally's show earlier today, she told a story of an elderly gentleman who had been covered by, I think it was Blue Cross Blue Shield, one of the major companies, and he got a letter that, you know, his premiums were going to be massively increased, and his deductible was going to go up to a $20,000 deductible. This is what is in the Affordable Health Care Act. You see, that's another joke on the people. Everything is the opposite of what they say. The Affordable Health Care Act is going to make insurance unaffordable, because it has nothing to do with health care except for what the insurance companies will mandate on you. But imagine having a $20,000 deductible. Now, he's an elderly guy, so he's not going to be allowed to have anything that even halfway works as far as the white coat treatments go. So if he wants to get certain things that he's not allowed as per Obamacare, he's going to have to pay for it out of pocket. So obviously this is another step towards financial terrorism of the people. We're already seeing that companies are decreasing the hours of workers below 30 hours. Now, why would they put that in Obamacare? Now, think about that. If this is not intentional evil that they're doing, to tell companies, well, if your workers work less than 30 hours, you do not have to get them health care, and you do not have to pay the fine for not getting them health care. So, obviously, they're giving the companies an out. Just decrease their hours. Make everybody work less than 30 hours. Decrease their finances further. And then they're going to have to pay for their own Obamacare with their $20,000 deductible and their massively increased premiums. And before you know, you're going to be eating dirt because you're going to have no money for food. Not that there is any real food out there. Unless you seek out organic farmers, you're eating GMO and all the rest of it. I could go on for days. But this is what they're doing intentionally. It's intentional, people. And the furlough of 800,000 non-essential employees, I cracked up when I heard them admit that. 800,000 employees are not essential. So why are they employed by the government in the first place if they're not essential? And one of the great things was that it turned out that a high percent of the CDC was put on furlough, a high percent of the NIH, all of these doctors doing clinical trials, using children with cancer from their vaccines as lab rats for drugs that they'll be able to farm off to people in the future. They're being furloughed. But guess what? Once Congress passes a bill, which they always have done in these situations, giving back pay to these people, so they're on furlough, which equals a paid vacation. Now they can, you know, take care of their yards and do spring cleaning on their house or whatever else they want to do, knowing that when they go back to their non-essential job, they will not only get their pay, but they will get interest on the back pay. So as it turns out, that's going to cost the taxpayers even more than if the non-essentials had continued on. I don't know what it's going to take to get you all motivated. How much do you have to hear before you say, you know what? This sucks. I'm not going to take this anymore.
Excuse me, Dr. Carly?
Yes. Do you have an answer to that question? Please do.
No, excuse me, you got me going. Listen, we have a caller from the chat room.
Okay.
And, when you're ready to, he'll introduce himself.
Yeah, go for it. Okay. Hello,
hi.
Caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel I have to go backwards, but you've gone quite far forwards now.
Okay.
But I've been listening to you. It's so good to hear somebody that actually understands what autistic people are. Can you hear me properly on this?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, okay. I know autistic people are one of the many vaccine damaged people with neurological damage. Yes, I've studied it for 16 years. Go ahead.
But there's more than that. That's the new type that's happening. I think these are maybe they're the indigo crystal children that have been damaged bodies or something.
Yes. If I could comment on that. There's no question in my mind that these children are very special children. They're being targeted intentionally for that reason. Because when they come back, they are the most intelligent children on the planet. So I know all about the indigo children. I agree with you. And that's why they are being intentionally targeted. Yes.
Yeah, it hurts me to watch them as well. So it hurts you to see that just the body is damaged and the brain, the whole vessel that we're in. But the actual normal ones, me, I don't come from, I have no vaccinations whatsoever. And my body was quite fantastic and still looking fantastic today, even though I'm an old, ugly man. And my brain was fantastic too, PhD. And many more qualifications. But as far as the young ones are concerned, which is what concerns me most, is the children. I hate to see what's happening to them.
Okay, you got to turn off your internet because we're getting some back feed.
And caller that just called in, please mute and we'll get right to you. Dr. Carly will get right to you. Thank you.
Right. Okay, so what are you doing, PhD caller, to stop the assault of the children? What are you doing personally?
Personally, what I've been doing, am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, I just asked you a question.
Yeah, but like if you had some strange feedback. So like what I'm personally doing is seeing this happen. I'm actually seeing, because there are so many of them, it's also here. And but I'm still able to speak to them. But other people, the parents of these children, do not understand at all what they have. They have no idea. They are...
Are you teaching them that the vaccines did this and that they must stop vaccinating any future children? Are you educating them?
I walk around every day annoying everybody about the vaccines and the fluoride and everything, chemtrails.
Good. Okay.
You can't even get people to look up to the sky and see chemtrails. But as far as the kids are concerned, the kids know that I'm all right. The normal people cannot understand that. Why does their dog love me? Why does their cat love me? Why does the kid love me? But that's because I'm natural. I'm me. Do you know what I mean? The thing about being an Aspie, an autistic person, you are very much in touch with nature.
Well, actually, I just ordered, I haven't received it yet, but I'm very anxious to get it. An autistic boy from Japan actually wrote a book entitled Why I Jump, and somebody translated it into English. And I think that will be a very good experience to read that book, because this child can't speak either. So he wrote a book to get his thoughts out, you know, on paper to the world. And yes, these are very special children, but my goal is to stop the assault on them so that they can do what they came here to do, to raise the consciousness of humanity and, you know, to stop the wars and all the other crap that's going on, which is being done by the psychopath. This has to stop.
That is fantastic. Doctor, that is so fantastic that you're doing that. You're very, 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 very brave. Because it sure isn't easy.
Well, I don't even like it when people call me brave. What other option is there? You know, I'm doing what has to be done. I have a conscience. I can't stand back and watch what's happening to humanity. The vaccines can actually cause the extinction of the human race by altering our genetic structure. So if we are to continue on as a species, these psychopaths must be stopped. It's not a matter of bravery. It's a matter of protecting future generations. It has to be done.
It is brave, because that's not how you speak from a mind that thinks from itself, a mind that can understand itself. And it isn't really mind that you're using. It is a conscience, as you just said.
Yes.
But most people just think about how are they going to look the best they possibly can by doing some sort of silly routine and earning as much money as they can by jumping over other people.
I'm so glad you said that. Let me just make a comment. As I said, I monitor television all the time to see what they're feeding the sheep. And they're convincing women, well, we have this new makeup. You got to whiten your teeth. Get Botox injections. Get rid of the belly fat. While they're killing you, okay? I mean, it's hysterical. It's really funny when you think about it.
Well, it's hysterical because it's so bad. But what you're saying is absolutely true. I see that too. I watch TV that way. It's strange because I didn't watch it like that. Before I used to watch it as like, that's just what I've got to do. But now I watch it and just think about it as I look at almost everything I see on the TV is everything I think, like, that I must not do that.
Right.
Because to analyze it
so that you can wake up your family and friends, especially with the commercials for Big Pharma. It is hilarious there as well. When they're telling you, take this drug, of course, it may help decrease your symptoms, but you may die of cancer, heart attack. I mean, they tell you right on the commercials the side effects of these drugs. And yet, you know, there's going to be a line of people at the doctor's doorstep asking for a prescription. That's how bad it is.
Oh, it's much worse. It's like, as you were talking about before, it's like the satanical side. I went through that. But as I said to someone earlier, they were very bad because there are different types, different flavors of autistic. And I'm not going to keep any secrets. I refuse to keep a secret if I don't think that's correct. And also, like, I nearly bit his dick off. And I was saved by someone very nice in there who thought it was rather amusing that I did that after watching some absolutely horrific things.
Yes.
However, my mother came from the same sort of thing because she's totally, totally, totally programmed. It is not possible to speak to her when she's got the TV and the remote control in her hand. She will speak to you during the adverts if the advert is not interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That is how bad.
Right. Well, that's why, you know, I talk a lot of very politically incorrect things. Satanic ritual abuse, MK Ultra, like I was saying before, in the case of this Navy Yard false flag shooting, where the alleged perpetrator was saying he was hearing voices in his skull and he was being microwaved. Well, all people need to do is go on the internet and check out the mind control programs being developed by the Navy. They're doing all these things. So if that guy was the perp, he was basically turned to be a perp by the very people developing this technology. That's what we're paying for. And, you know, that's why I'm here to wake people up. This stuff is ugly. I don't want to know this stuff.
You can't say that to someone, the ordinary people.
Well, ordinary people don't listen to my show. And ordinary people don't call me up for consults. See, I'm very lucky because basically the people that come to me are already starting their investigations. And they can tell who's telling the truth. What is my motive here? I've been, you know, they've taken everything I have. I certainly am not financially motivated. I'm certainly not looking to become some kind of icon like multimillionaires Alex Jones and David Icke. You know, people that are telling the whole truth are not allowed to succeed financially.
No. You can't say that about Ike. Ike doesn't do that. He all his money, as far as I see, goes to his cause. And also, Alex Jones is something quite different. He might be quite acerbic kind of person, but he realized also, what I think he's called it is like putting a turd in a punch bowl. That's because he knows how to control the way that people see things. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's wrong that he does that.
Well, in my opinion, I don't want to debate you on this. In my opinion, anybody that doesn't talk about the ones causing this, the Jews, basically they're not telling the whole truth. And as far as I know, either Ike or Jones talk about the Jews behind it all.
Jesuits, the high.
Okay, I'm not going to debate you on this. Okay, I'm not going to debate you on this. In my investigation, I have found it's
not,
the Jews.
I will not talk religion. I will not talk race. I will not talk nationality. I will not talk sexuality.
Okay, none I will just talk about the psychopaths.
I'm talking about human race now, and I want human race to be good. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you for a fact, I have no intention of returning here.
Okay, thank you for your call. We got some other callers hanging on. I appreciate your comments.
Okay. No, answer that first. Are you coming back? Or are you just like, here it's done?
Well, I have other callers waiting. We only have a half hour left on the show.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Call in again. Bye-bye. Okay, let's bring on caller from 870, please.
Hi, Dr. Carly.
Hello?
Hi. I thought this would be a good time to tell you and your listeners what I experienced. When I was ignorant, I allowed the doctors to remove my thyroid, so I have to go every 6 months to get the levels checked.
Okay, wait a minute. Can we have more details? Let me guess. They told you you needed your thyroid out because you were hyperthyroid, correct?
Hyper, that's correct.
Okay, so the answer to hyperthyroidism is to rip out your thyroid and make you hypothyroid so that you will be a customer for life, right?
For life, a cash cow, that is correct.
Okay, and I hear this at least probably 3-4 times a week. And my protocol can actually reverse hyperthyroidism, which is a vaccine-induced disease, just like hypothyroidism is as well, unless they rip out your thyroid. But this is what they do. And it's very analogous to what they're doing now that I talked about early in the show, where you have diabetics, type 2 diabetics, that they're giving insulin to, which is going to shut down their own pancreas and make them lifelong insulin customers for life. It's their MO. That's how they do.
And that's what people need to know. They need to know if they have hyperthyroid, they need to do your protocol or learn some other natural methods. Because once they become the hypo, you can't reverse it.
Right.
Anyway, Dr. Carley, in his office, he had a sign up there that said, "This is an agent of the state. If you see anything that's not right, please call the controller's office." So we know, you just finished talking about all these state agencies, and they can make you do things that you're not interested in doing.
Wait a minute. Well, you cut off. Who had this sign in their office?
The doctor that I visit.
Did you question him what that means, that he's an agent of the state?
I didn't question him yet. I questioned his nurses, and they made little statements because I really don't think they know, and I really didn't want to be too outgoing.
Right.
Because at one point he had a really good bedside manner, and I've noticed recently that he's become a little arrogant. So I'm just waiting and watching.
Can I ask a question?
Wait, let me just make a comment, and then you can certainly ask a question, Jer.
Okay.
Because he knows that as long as he does what they tell him to do, he will never be allowed to be sued. Everything will be determined to be proper medical protocol. And so no matter what he does now, he's a free bird, as long as he sells his soul for cash. Go ahead and ask your question, Jer.
Caller, was your thyroid actually surgically extracted, or was it nuked? Mine was nuked.
It was the nuclear medicine. It was a pill bigger than
my
longest finger, and it was really scary because the nurse ran out of the room, and she wouldn't stay there with me, and it took me some time to swallow it too. But
and they brought it in a little.
It's like you're right. It's a cylinder.
Kind of alloy or something, right?
A covered cylinder.
Yes.
Because it's radioactive.
That's right.
And let me ask both my producer, Jer, and the caller. Did they tell you that after you swallow this pill, you will be radioactive, your urine will be radioactive, your feces will be radioactive, if you have a partner or a spouse, you will be laying in bed next to them, radioactive, exposing them to radioactivity? Did they tell you this?
They did not tell me that, but this is what they said, and I had a small amount of intelligence at the time. They said, don't be around children, and I knew when they said that, there was going to be some kind of problem. So I knew then that something had happened to me that I didn't really understand at that particular time.
Right. But what about you, Jer? Did they tell you to avoid your small pets or children or whatever?
Not whatsoever, And all he told me is that the medicine that we're giving you now is not adequate. I'm going to have to nuke your thyroid, and you'll be on medicine the rest of your life.
Right.
I was very green to it, and didn't do any research. It was back in 95. I wasn't computer.
Okay. You don't have to apologize. Listen, what I'm here to tell people is, I am a medical doctor. I went through it. They keep doctors so sleep deprived that and nutritionally deprived that you're basically like a zombie just going through the motions, and your mind isn't even working, so you can't even ask any questions. By the time you get done with your hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical school education, you have all those bills, and you go into a certain specialty, at some point the fog will lift, and you will say, oh my God, what am I doing? But at that point, it's too late. Either you keep on doing it, or you throw it all in the trash and you open a flower shop. Most people aren't willing to give it all up like I did. But I'm very glad that both of you brought up this nuclear medicine aspect. The nuclear medicine divisions of every hospital have nuclear radioactive poison. Okay? That's what they're giving to people. As a matter of fact, this brings up a very important little tidbit that I learned. People send me so many amazing things. I think it was in Boston where, you know, they have all these different detectors, and they detected a radionuclear device on the train. And, of course, TSA went on the train, and they were using their little things, and they were checking everybody. And turns out it was an attorney that had had a nuclear medicine test earlier that morning that was radioactive. And once they found out that it was a medical test that made him radioactive, it was okay. Basically, it's like, oh, all right, everything's cool, you know, go on about your business. Isn't that amazing that when it's a radioactive attorney on a train from a nuclear medicine test, that's not deemed a threat? He's radioactive, okay? And the reason the detectors picked up his radioactivity is because he was radioactive. How many of these departments do we have all over the country going amongst people, radiating them without their knowledge or consent? That's why this is so huge. People have no idea. And if they're giving you a pill to destroy one of your organs, if I was you, I would say, wait a minute, let me do some research on this. I think there must be another way.
I felt the same way. Because I didn't realize, I knew I was sick, and you know, you have the faith in that doctor and the white coat, and you don't realize these things at that time, you know. Whereas if I had the research or a little kick up knowledge from you and the other ones that are talking about vaccines now, it'd be a different story. I would have done that, but you know,
listen. You don't have to explain yourself. That's why I tell people, it's not your fault. You were lied to about everything. If there's any message I can get across to people, it's that the doctors can't be trusted and the government is not here to help you. Okay? Check things out for yourself. Check things out for yourself. There's nothing more important that I can get across to the listeners. Check things out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. And there's nothing more important than your health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. So if you've made mistakes and you've done what the white coats did, you can still get a consult. There's still things you can do to improve your health. But certainly it would be better to improve your health before they destroy one of your glands or whatever. And that's what people have to realize. That's why I am going against my entire profession. My goal is to cause the death of medicine. These people have totally turned around to where they create disease and destroy health. And that is evil.
Dr. Carly, I ask you, being with the caller situation and my situation, what direction should we try and take now? Mine's been since 96, this incident happened. So it's been a few years. Anything you could recommend?
Well, I
did the protocol. I did Dr. Carly's protocol. And I'm much better. I still have to take that medicine.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Carter, I asked him, too, the other week, could I take Armathyroid? He says, no, that's pure poison.
Right.
And I don't like arguing with them, so I just took the prescription.
Okay.
Because they recalled the Levoxil that I was taking. They recalled it.
Right.
And I tried to tell him that, and he didn't want to hear that. He just kept saying, no, just take the Synthroid every day.
Right. Okay, so let me answer Jerry's question, because as you also experienced, see, there does come a point, especially with the endocrine organs, due to this negative feedback, the fact that they not only nuked your thyroids, but they also gave you this drug, it causes negative feedback. And eventually, the message to your thyroid, if there is any functioning gland left, the functioning gland says, I'm not needed anymore. I can go to sleep because you're taking a drug from the outside. So there does come a point where you're not going to be able to get off the drug because they've already destroyed the gland. How long this happens, there's no way of knowing. But certainly, as you experience, caller, that going through the protocol helps you in many other ways. But that's why I'm trying to get people to not let this happen in the first place. But if it has happened, get mad at these psychopaths. Because they're lying to you about everything. We all learn about negative feedback to endocrine organs in medical school. Just as I said, the doctor of this autistic child, he should have known that his child was eating dirt because he was starving. It's called pica. He should have known the reason is he's got such constipation that he can't even defecate these rocks of stool that are in his colon is because he's not drinking water. We learn all these things in medical school, but then once you get out that prescription pad, you know, basically they tell you, you have problem A, you take drug B. That's it. You're not allowed to even talk about, you know, things like drinking water. That's how it works. And it is so sinister, and that's why I do what I do. The stories I hear every day, it just is so tragic. Tragic what my profession has done. They are killing more people on the face of the planet than wars, than anything. It's the doctors. How evil is that? And
yeah,
we have to put
right, them, Dr. Carly, about these. They have all these senior citizens, high rises, and they're just death chambers, really.
Yeah.
There's no motion, no mobility with these people. They just go there and really they die.
Especially after they get their yearly flu and pneumonia vaccines.
That's
I know, and that's the intention. Congress has already stolen the entire Medicare trust fund. There's no money left, and so they have no choice. They can't keep printing Federal Reserve notes. Of course, we could do what Iceland and Hungary did and kick out the banksters, but, you know, our corrupt Congress will never do that. So instead of printing out more Federal Reserve notes to pay these elderly people, they have to kill them off. And that's what they're doing. And that's murder. Murder by medicine. That's what they're doing.
Let me say, I'm going to go, Dr. Carter. This would be a good time for the people to think. If the government is on a shutdown, why don't they shut down themselves? Maybe they can make a point. And that's all I have to say. Thank you, Dr. Carter.
Well, I thank you, caller, for calling in. Keep in touch.
I will.
You know, I'm so glad that I have helped to not only help some people with their health, but also to wake people up. See, that's one of the problems with getting a consult from me. You get injected with truth. Some people can't handle it, but thankfully most people appreciate it and realize that that's part of getting well. You have to face what's actually made you sick. And the top of the list is the government, unfortunately. And Obamacare is going to make it so bad. But like I said, once they start stealing everybody's children, will that be what it takes? You know, I'm just waiting for the tipping point, anxiously waiting, so I can have a party for a few of my friends and say, yeah, we finally got through. Okay, thank you so much, caller. We have another caller.
Thank you, Dr. Carty.
Thank you. And like I said, keep in touch. Okay, we have another caller.
That caller dropped.
Okay. Sorry, caller. I know people get impatient, but if you want to call in, feel free to do so. Did you want to make any more comments, Jer, or questions?
Well, I feel that you're doing a great job, and you cleared what I had to say, and the caller said, I thank you.
Okay. And see, like I said, don't get discouraged. Yes, through disinfo, they did destroy your thyroid gland, but just think of the other damage they could have caused. Okay, so once you realize you can't trust these people, I'm not saying never go to them. If you have a serious situation, you can get a consult from them. If you have a car accident or something, you'll have to go there and let them, you know, stitch you up, put your bones in cast or whatever. But just knowing you can't trust them, that puts you on the alert. I suggest everybody to have somebody with you anytime you go to these people as observers. As I said, be a mystery patient. Have a, you can get pens now with cameras in them that can record everything that happens. Eyeglasses that can record everything that happens. Record these people. You never know what that's going to reveal whenever, you know, the poop hits the fan. Go in there as a detective and to not only figure out what they're telling you, but are they asking, the right questions of you and are you asking the right questions of them? Document everything for your own protection. Not that you're going to sue them because as I said, as long as they're following medical standards, they can do anything they want. They can kill you. You're not going to get a lawyer that's going to get you a court settlement. Forget that. But just to figure out who you can trust. There's still a few good ones out there. I do occasionally hear stories of doctors who will whisper in somebody's ear, you know, I'm supposed to tell you to do this, but don't do it, or whatever the case may be. If you record somebody like that, then destroy the tape. We need those people. But in general, you can't trust any of them. And that's the way it is. Okay, if anybody else wants to call in, feel free. I just want to mention something else very important in regards to what I have learned, in regards to how the government is trying to force us from using things that work. One of the most important things that I have learned about is something called homeopathy. Homeopathy has been around for over 200 years, thanks to Samuel Hahnemann. It is a natural way of healing yourself. Like cures like. You basically take a remedy that has the energy of a certain thing, and the energy of that thing, although not available in detectable amounts, which is why the medical mafia calls it quackery, it can cause you to push out toxins and things of that nature. How I learned about homeopathy was when I was at my medical school graduation dance. I had a very embarrassing situation. I fell out of my shoe. The heel of my shoe broke. I fractured my fifth metatarsal on my foot. The idiot orthopedic surgeon I went to put the cast on, ending above the fracture. For 6 weeks, I walked on my fracture, ending up in what's called a non-union fracture, where you actually develop what's like a scar. Instead of the callus formation, which actually makes the bone stronger if you have your bone set properly, I developed this non-union fracture situation where I had like scar tissue. After they took the cast off, every time I would step on my foot, I had excruciating pain. This happened between medical school graduation and the start of my internship at the biggest trauma center in the United States, Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn. When I went to the orthopedic surgeons, they said, oh, yeah, gee, we put the cast on too high and too bad that happened. But what we're going to do now is we're going to open up your foot. We're going to put in plates and pins, and it's called an open reduction internal fixation of your foot. And they wanted to do this before I started my internship at the biggest trauma center in the United States, meaning I was going to be running around like a banshee. That's hard enough with a normal foot, but in this situation, it was not going to work. By circumstance, one of my friends happened to mention to me a naturopath. I never heard the word naturopathy. I never heard the word homeopathy in medical school. Subsequently, I learned why, because it actually works. And I went to this naturopath. She told me about homeopathic remedies for my fractured foot. I will tell you what they were. One is called Arnica. Arnica Montana, which everybody should have in their natural remedy cabinet. Arnica is for all trauma, physical or emotional. It gets rid of bruising, swelling, all kinds of things. The other was called Symphytum, S-Y-M-P-H-Y-T-U-M. That actually knits your bone back together. I took those two remedies. they cost about $6 for a little container. I took a few containers of those. And by the end of the summer, the fracture had healed. And that's when I said to myself, oh, I see why I never learned the word homeopathy in medical school, because it actually cures you. So my wake up happened gradually, but many of the things were because of things that I went through myself, culminating with me leaving medicine after seeing euthanasia, research fraud, and experimentation on poor people without their consent. When I started a family by having my only son who became brain damaged from vaccines. So that put me down that rabbit hole. And that's a rabbit hole I've been going down for 16 years now, realizing that these things are being done on purpose. This is not an accident. This is genocide. Inoculations are the true weapons of mass destruction. Read my article on that, with that subject. On drcarly.com. My reversing vaccine induced diseases.com, I call that my Dr. Carly Light site. I don't talk about genocide. I don't talk about weapons of mass destruction. So you start with reversing vaccine induced diseases.com, then you go to drcarly.com when you're ready to go deeper. But these are the things that woke me up. Not to mention I saw that nothing that the medical devils were doing was working. And they had no conscience. You know, basically, people were not people. Somebody would come in, you know, I was a surgery resident, so they weren't Joe Schmo. They were a gallbladder. They were, you know, a possible Whipple for pancreatic cancer. They were their condition and their possible surgical procedure that the residents and attendings would do. That's how they're looked upon. They don't care about you. I can assure you of that. They want to get as many procedures and surgeries under their belt as they can. In fact, sometimes I have clients who are a little impatient with their protocols. You have to realize after you've assaulted yourself with everything under the sun, there is no magic bullet. I have a client in Canada, a little girl with rheumatoid arthritis. And she's getting better. The parents admit that you know, she has better, more positive times than negative times at this point. But they want everything gone all at once. So they actually emailed me, well, we made an appointment for an orthopedic surgeon just to see if we could speed things along. And my response to that is, if you go to an orthopedic surgeon, you're going to end up with surgery. There is no indication for surgery in your daughter with rheumatoid arthritis who is getting better, as you've admitted, under the protocol. So take a break, take a breath, realize that she's getting better, she will get better. You do not take her to a surgeon. If you go to a surgeon, you're going to get surgery, people. That's what they do. Anybody that's ever gone to a surgeon for a consult and told not to get surgery, please call me up. You know, there will be no calls because surgeons want to do surgery. And it doesn't matter if the surgery is indicated or not. As you all know, they're now doing surgery on women that supposedly have this BRCA gene in their genetic profile. Women are getting prophylactic mastectomies. Get your breasts cut off for nothing. And, of course, you know, Angelina Jolie, a CFR member, was really big in starting this whole thing. I don't believe she had a double mastectomy. She's not that stupid. I'm sure she has lots of natural doctors at her beck and call that can teach her how to detox the toxins and reverse the genetic damage, as I know how to do. But she goes on and says this so that she can get more women to sign up for this insane procedure. Yes, people, if you want to be that stupid, get your breast cut off, get your ovaries cut out, get your colon removed, get a colostomy. Okay, that will prevent colon cancer. Let's see, what else could you remove? The list is endless. They want you to take out parts of your body to prevent things that can be prevented with natural therapies. That's how bad it is. And as I said, this Obamacare thing is going to make it so much worse. There are not enough words I can say to tell you. Do not do this. If I was you, because I will never do it, I will pay the fee, the tax, the extortion, whatever it is. They will not suck me into an insurance policy that's going to force me to get mammograms, colonoscopies, vaccinations, any of it. I will not do it. And if more people would just say no, then this would go away as well. But we all know there's lots of sheep that are going to sign up, and we'll see where it goes, because I predict the death from big pharma and the medical profession is going to go on steroids. But you won't hear about that from the mainstream media. John Rappaport is somebody, nomorefakenews.com. He covers this to a great degree, as do I. But this is what you have to investigate to find out for yourself. This is not affordable health care. This is unaffordable death sentences. That's what it is. You're going to be paying for your own demise. And actually, I see we run out of time so fast on these shows. I have so much information on homeopathy that I wanted to share with you. What I will recommend is that you get the book Cross Currents, The Perils of Electropollution and the Promise of Electromedicine by Robert O. Becker, M.D., author of The Body Electric, in which he discussed how wonderful colloidal silver is. But in this book, Cross Currents, he has a whole chapter 5 on building up the body's electrical system, energy reinforcement techniques, in which he talks about homeopathy, which I was amazed because I went to, I got my associate's degree from Upstate Medical Center in Syracuse. That's where I became a radiologic technologist. Robert Becker was there when I was there, and I never heard his name. And now I know why. Because Robert Becker knew about homeopathy and colloidal silver. Okay, folks, there's the music. We're out of time already. Thank you to the caller that called in. We'll be back next week. And stay tuned for more truth. Bye-bye.